Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, our Malkabas, Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we are in Masechta Trumos. We are in Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud Gimel. We'll also start Perek Hey with Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah begins, Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, listen, Maisa Bolifnei Rabbi Akiva Bechamishim Agudu Shal Yerek Shenaf La'achas Mehem L'socha and Chetzei Truma. Right, there is a story that happened in front of Rabbi Akiva which involved 50 bundles of vegetables where there was a bundle that was min bimino, that it was its own type, which is half truma and half not truma, and it fell inside this big group of 50. V'amarti l'fanav tala, I said that bitul can happen over here. Lo sha truma tala b'chamish v'yachad. It's not because we had this mix that fell into 51 parts. El shayu sham me'u shnei chatzayim. There are 102 half parts, and we only have half a part of truma, and so therefore it's spilled beyond. And he was of the opinion that in that situation, the situation certainly would have nullified, and therefore that moves further. Now, we should just know, we're going to see that this is going to be a machlokes ha-tanoim, but here we are, Rabbi Yossi is going to be expressing the view of the Chachamim that we'll see next week in Mishnah Vav of the fifth Berak, when something that's Meduma falls into something bigger. Does it fall in as a bigger Isser, or is it the Isser still just divided, and in which case there would be Bittel over here? The Mishnah continues, Sa Truma Tmeya Shenaflo L'Pachos Mimei Achulin Ola Maiser Rishon Ola Maiser Sheni Ola Hektosh Bein Tmeya Bein Torah Mirakubu. What if we have a Sav Truma that can't fall to Bittel, and it falls into Chulin, or Maiser Rishon, or Maiser Sheni, or Hektosh, whether it's Tamei or Torah, everything has to be left to rot, because in the bottom line is, it's all out there, and it's tummy, and there's nothing you can do with it. Now, im tahora haiso sasa, if the truma was truma tahora, so then imachu l'kohanim b'dimei teruma, it's going to be sold to the kohanim. Since the demand is a smaller demand, the price is going to be smaller as well. But chutz mi d'mei osasa, you also have to knock out the price. So let's say you work out a deal whereby the kohen pays for $100 for the entire amount. So now he's going to pay $99. Why? Because the $99 excludes the $1 for the one sa that would be truma, right? Vim l'maiser rishon nafla, but if it fell for maiser rishon, yikari shem l'trumas maiser. If it fell into maiser rishon, he should use maiser rishon to be designated to trumas maiser. Vim l'maiser sheni or l'hektish nafla, harelu yipadu. And if it fell to maiser sheni or to hektish, so it should be redeemed. Vim t'meim hayu osa nachulin. And if the chulin was tamei, so they should be eaten. Yeachlu nekudim okluyo. So yilushel be peiro. So yischalkul the isos. Kedosh shelo tebi makom echad kebeitza. Since tumas ochel can only be in amounts larger than a kebeitza, we try to keep these things shrunk down so that they will not be the size. So that this way it will not create a problem. We'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, will continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.